Are you hiding in darkness today? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. There was a time in my life where I was full of shame and fear, and though I regularly went to God, I also felt like I was hidden, partially because the sin I was dealing with was a secret. And sometimes when I mess up, even now, I revert back to that Natalie, hiding in the bushes with Adam and Eve, rebuking myself for my sin. Have you ever struggled like this? Well, that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Come Out of Darkness Into His Presence by Catherine Valentine. Come to me. Come out of darkness. Don't look at the shifting shadows. Don't listen to the slithering snake. Look at the dawn, light breaking through. There is hope and joy. How I delight in you. You beat yourself all black and blue. It grieves my heart. Let me lead and I will heal. I will show you things that will bring life. I am gentle and lowly. Come and talk with me. Do not fight, my child. So let's talk about this little poem a little bit more together. Can you think of a time you felt reluctant to speak to God? Maybe you're feeling that way right now. It happens to all of us sometimes. Satan loves to feed us lies to keep us from interacting with God, convincing us that he doesn't love us or he isn't good or he doesn't want to hear from us until we've cleaned up the messy parts of our lives. Do any of these lies resonate with you? Do other lies come to mind? Who is a trusted Christian in your life who would help you sort through the lies and bring them into the light of God's wonderful truth and love? If no one comes to mind, you can ask God to help you identify someone in the future. In the Bible, serpents are often associated with the lies of the enemy. Satan wants to deceive us and tempt us to try to do things on our own, and then trap us in despair and self-hatred when we fail or when things don't turn out like we expected. But Jesus is always breaking through with hope. He is infinitely more powerful than the enemy, and he came to set us free. Have you experienced Jesus' hope in your life? In what ways has he brought you joy or shown you his love? As you and I can read in Matthew 11:29, Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble at heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalms chapter 9, verses 9 through 10, as well as chapter 27, verses 8 through 14, and Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, as well as John chapter 10, verse 10, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlock is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you wanting to get into your Bible more this summer? Well, I'd encourage you to check out our second annual Summer Teen Reading Challenge. The program begins June 1st, but you can join anytime. Head over to unlock.org/registration to learn more. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Clean Clothes with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.